Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A divorced couple living in Chester, Delaware County, has been charged with sexually and physically abusing two mentally challenged adults over the course of the past year. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details, some of which we warn could be disturbing for young listeners.
41-year-old Michael and 37-year-old Nicole Swanson took advantage of two adults, ages 30 and 27, with IQs below the intellectual equivalent of a third-grade student, according to charges announced against them today. The Delaware County District Attorney's Office says the 27-year-old victim, already pregnant with Swanson's child, introduced the 30-year-old victim to Swanson, and the trio began a sexual relationship. The Swansons, their seven children, and the two victims moved to Florida prior to July 2023, where police say the couple and their children beat the 30-year-old. Both Swansons had sex with the victims. They took both victims' cell phones and changed both victims' disability benefits to be issued to Michael Swanson. One victim told police she was forced to have sex with Michael Swanson in front of his children.
Authorities say there is an open investigation in Florida as well. Overspending in Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services reflected no criminal misconduct or corruption, but a determination to save lives. That's the conclusion of a draft report from the city's inspector general. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Beginning in 2020, the Office of Homeless Services began overspending its budget to keep unsheltered people housed but socially distant. Inspector General Alex DeSantis described the measures the office took to provide services in the face of budget cuts and a pandemic as risky, but he said describing it as corruption would be irresponsible and inaccurate.
This case is largely about the former executive director of OHS, Liz Hirsch, and the department's emphasis on saving lives above almost all other considerations during her tenure.
The case was referred to DeSantis after City Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson discovered the financial juggling when OHS asked for more money during a mid-year budget transfer. Richardson implied wrongdoing was involved last week when, during a budget hearing, she made 13 OHS officials testify they'd never taken any OHS money.
That question will be for each person.
No, I have never gained any money or funds from any contractor or vendor.
Richardson reportedly was upset DeSantis released his report to the media and declined comment afterwards. City leaders say Tuesday's Democratic and Republican primaries will be safe and just through the efforts of the Election Task Force. Managing Director Adam Teal says part of the city's effort is focused on combating disinformation.
Our public safety officials at all levels of government, especially here in the city, are working diligently together to address any possible criminal activity and prevent mis- or disinformation from impacting our local elections.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says officers will be out in force.
All of our patrol districts will have teams of personnel, police officers assigned to respond to call for assistance at our polling locations. These officers will be wearing their body cameras and we'll be capturing any activity that we see.
And if you encounter any problems, Lauren Cristella, president and CEO of the Committee of 70, says let someone know.
If you see anything that concerns you, please, of course, call the commissioners. If it is an emergency, feel free to call 911 or the DA's task force.
Polls open Tuesday at 7 a.m. To find your polling place or more information on the election, visit vote.phila.gov. Clara Barton Elementary is in a neighborhood near some of the hottest areas in the city on the urban heat scale in the summer months. And on this Earth Day, second graders learned how to protect the environment in their community. KYW's Nigel Thompson reports from Feltonville.
Good morning, Clara Barton. Happy Earth Day 2024!
Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson was one of two public officials at Clara Barton Elementary on Monday morning to kick off Earth Day and showcase for students what it means to be a good environmental steward.
That means that we help our planet by not littering, we help our planet by recycling, and we do all that we can to protect our planet from climate change in the future, because that's what you all will have to deal with when you grow up.
Beyond learning about recycling and trash pickup, students like Melody created time capsules and learned about the power of a healthy diet, along with the power of wind using pinwheels.
You just put your windmill in the air and then it starts flying on its own. I try to help the earth by looking at the plastic bottles and cleaning my room.
Councilmember Ketsi Lozada.
All of those things are important because it's ultimately going to impact their quality of life. Protecting the environment starts with them.
In Feltonville, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Councilmember Ketsi Lozada says all those things are important because it's ultimately going to impact their quality of life. A 24-year-old Somerset County man is facing federal hate crime charges for allegedly vandalizing the Islamic Student Center at Rutgers, New Brunswick. The U.S. Attorney of New Jersey says Jacob Beecher broke into the building just before 3 a.m. on April 10th and destroyed religious artifacts, TVs, and caused other damage. Beecher is also accused of stealing the Palestinian flag and a donation box and giving false statements to authorities. He was arrested Monday morning and is being held for his first court appearance. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.